midfield playing like that in pre-season, but they've obviously gone with three centre-backs and two full-backs and Dean Whitehead sitting in front of them, so it was going to be difficult to break them down. So we needed that break and a quality cross for Amal Mohammadi, and that little break what we needed. And then the second one just come at the right time, because to be fair, Huddersfield had 10, 15 minutes in the second half where they enjoyed themselves. So at the right time we got the goals. Yeah, great debut. I mean, look, you know, we'll get better. I'm convinced we'll get better when the window closes. You know, we've still got to do a bit in the window, but it's been difficult. Probably the most difficult I've had in 16 years, because the club policy is right. Everybody takes a 40, 50% reduction in their salary. With that, though, becomes buyouts. So we're not in control. I.e., Ndoye was involved yesterday. And the last I spoke to him, he's at Heathrow. And Heathrow on a plane to Turkey. So they've activated the clause, and we're powerless to stop them. So in that respect, it's difficult. So I hope it doesn't happen again, but there's still 3 weeks to go, which is worrying. I'm sure there's a few sniffing around the mall, and that's the disappointment or the worry I've got. I'm sure they're sniffing around the mall, because with clauses, as I said, the power goes to the player, and if somebody triggers that transfer fee, what we agreed, then we can't stop. Well, I think what happened towards the end of the season and over the summer, there was some mindless idiots who were outside the house and throwing stones at the houses. And so, you know, and that's a minority, but I think they've made the decision that, you know, if that's the way it's going to be for them, unfortunately, then they'd rather stay away. And I don't think, you know, it's got nothing to do with the club being sold or anything like that. I think that just the story I have, or the reason I have, was exactly that. It happened more than once over the summer. Okay.
Just going to ask, people have known that for a while, but it's coming through. But the other lad, Lucas, what's the main story now?
Great story, and I know he went to the Glen Hoddle Academy, and great. I mean, he can see by his physique he must have took time when he was a kid to develop. But, you know, there's some great success stories in things like that, you know. And, you know, he's had to fight his way to get to where he is today. And good luck to him. He's delighted. He'll remember his debut. And just goes to show that if you've got the attitude for it, don't give up, because you never know. And Greg Lewis, he's come from, you know, lower than the Conference League he came from. Exhill, was
Burgess
it?
Hill.
Burgess Hill. Put yourself. Terrific. Terrific. Okay? Thanks, chaps.